Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Trudy Weekman, so that people are able to hear the message of salvation.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. So there's a common problem that each and every one of us faces every single day. And I'll give you some examples of it using myself so as not to embarrass anyone else. So I might say to my children sitting here, kids, reading is very important. It's very important. The kind of information, the kind of knowledge, the kind of enlightenment, the kind of joy and gladness that you can find in the pages of a book are certainly greater than you could ever hope to attain in your whole life, even if you sit down and read from now until the day that you die. And it is well worth your time to sit down with a good book, fiction or nonfiction, biography or mystery, whatever kind, and to soak it in. And this will be a worthy endeavor for you. This will be worth your time, and you should do it. I might give them an eloquent speech like that. Hopefully something maybe a little bit better. But then what happens when I have some free time and I flop down on the couch and I do this? What have I done? I have contradicted myself. I have undermined my own preaching. I have said one thing and I have done another. I have been a hypocrite. I could go on. I could say, children, there is no greater gift, perhaps, to all of mankind, apart from life and breath itself, than the gift of music. It is a wondrous thing that can transport you to times and places where you have been in the past. It can connect you with your forefathers, with your family, with your children, with your friends, with your neighbors. It can unite you in joy, and it can unite you in sorrow. It has the power to bind people together. So spend your time working on music. Learn to sing. Practice an instrument. And take joy from singing and from playing and music. And then, if when they ask me to sing a song with them, I say, no, I'm too busy. I couldn't possibly be bothered right now to do that thing with you. What have I done? We won't lay on Mel again. I have not practiced what I have preached. I have undermined my own sermon to them, and I have been a hypocrite. And you all know that this is a serious problem that faces us every single day. There are all kinds of things that we think. There are all kinds of things that we say. And far too often, those are widely separated from the things that we actually do. And all of us know, kind of down at the root, that a truly virtuous, consistent person would say things that are good, would think things that are good, but perhaps above all, would actually put those things that they say and believe into practice. and in so doing would be thoroughly consistent. They would have integrity. And that's something that I'm sort of suspicious anyways, that just almost every human person is after. This is the problem, though it may not sound like it, that St. James is getting to in our epistle lesson for today. The problem of hypocrisy. This challenge of saying one thing, thinking one thing, and doing something entirely different. This is a very good passage for us to hear, because oftentimes we, particularly maybe as Lutherans, would wish that it weren't in the Bible. Because it challenges many of our slogans and much of our thinking about just exactly what it means to be a Christian. He says this, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." This has made generations of Lutherans before us and right up to our day very uncomfortable, because we very much like to say salvation comes by grace, through faith, on account of Christ alone. And we hear here St. James saying this about works, and we say, oh my goodness, this isn't the Bible, really? What are we going to do? But we need to understand that the word faith is perhaps maybe a slippery one. We think of faith in at least a couple of different ways, but for today's purposes, we think of faith at the outset as something that we think or something that we believe, something that we say. So for instance, right after this sermon this morning, we're going to confess together the Apostles' Creed. We will be speaking the faith together. We will be publicly confessing the faith of the Christian church together as believers in this place. And so you could think of I don't know if I said the Apostle or Nicene, we're saying the Nicene Creed. You could think of that as a discrete list of doctrines that the church believes. This is true. For example, Saint Mary conceived as a virgin and gave birth to Christ in a miraculous virginal way. That's a doctrine of the Christian church. It's something that we think. It's maybe something that we say. And we'd say, this is part of the faith, the Christian faith, this list of beliefs or doctrines or teachings that we hold together and hold dearly. But faith also constitutes what amounts to trust. Faith is trust. And when we confess those doctrines of the church, those specific things that we believe in the creeds and elsewhere, what we're really doing is we're saying, God has said this, and therefore I trust him and believe it. And this is the content of it. But here's the thing about trust. Trust is only proved by action. I could Matt Williams back there build me a table. And I could say, Matt, I trust you to build me a good table. And I think I'd be a fool not to. You guys probably know. But if I never set anything on this table that he builds me, if I'm not willing to stand on it to reach an upper shelf, though I probably shouldn't stand on a table, I guess, then do I actually trust him or not? No, thank you. My children, to use them for a third time as an example this morning, could say that they trust me as their father. But then we could go to a pool, and I could tell them, take off your flotation devices. And I could back up into the pool, and I could say, jump, I'll catch you. And now at this point, what they have said about whether they trust me is put to the test. If they actually trust me, what will they do? They will jump. And trust me, they will jump whether I'm there or not, frankly. This is precisely what St. James is getting at in our epistle lesson for today. We cannot look, you know, his example is about a literally poor person coming into our midst. And he's talked about the showing partiality before this in the previous section of the lesson. We cannot look at a brother or a sister in Christ who is in need and say, be warmed and filled, God loves you, and send them on their way into the Minnesota winter without a coat. Because what we're saying is, I believe that God loves you and that he provides all that one needs for salvation in his church, that we are a family that loves each other. But when it comes right down to it and the proof is asked for, we are unwilling to give it. This is what St. James is getting at. Trust implies action. Trust, faith, means that something happens after that. It's not just an idea. It's not just empty words. But it follows through in the lives of believers. And so when he says, but someone will say, he's anticipating the Lutheran objection already, you have faith and I have works. You think you're saved by your works? Well, I don't even need those. I've got faith. St. James replies, show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. His point is, you can say all day long, I trust God, I believe him, I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. But at some point, someone has to be able to see that you actually do. Again, if I tell my kids to read and I never read to them, my words were only empty. If I tell them to learn music, but I never myself sing, then my words were empty. If we say, brother, I love you, be warmed and filled, but we never give anybody a coat, then our words were empty. Now, let's just be clear about this. Salvation comes by grace through faith on account of Christ alone. And the problem that we historically have had as Lutherans with thinking about works, the problem, the reason it makes us so tense to think and talk about good works, is because some people once upon a time thought it was a good idea to say, if you don't do good works, you cannot be saved. And your salvation depends on your love for your brothers and sisters in Christ. And we said, no. Your salvation depends on faith in Christ alone. But make no mistake, brothers and sisters in Christ, faith in Christ is never alone. It is never alone. And by dint of our baptisms, we are washed, we are cleansed of our sin, and we are called to daily, by contrition and repentance, be cleansed of our sin so that a new man would arise and live before God in righteousness and purity forever. That's what we believe. And that is the working out of our faith in our lives every single day. May God grant you by his word and his sacraments to be strengthened for this task, that you might be his beloved child, full of integrity, now and forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.